West of Bulldogs kick off their JLT Cup campaign on Saturday against the Hawks. Lockie Hunter's going to be an increasingly important part of this Western Bulldogs team. He's had a couple of very good football seasons and they need him to be his absolute best in the 2018 year. He joins us online. Welcome, Lock.
Morning, boys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. How's the preparation been? How's the summer been? We keep hearing about a few of these older fellas with soft tissue injuries. Everyone seems to have a calf or a hammy. You got through okay?
We've got through a pretty good strength. I mean, it's always hard to tell where you're at because every club thinks they're flying because you haven't really faced any opposition. And that's why this weekend will be a really good test because we kind of get to measure ourselves against someone else. But as far as the soft tissue injuries go, I don't think we've had too many of them so far. So that's a good sign.
Hey, Lockie, good morning to you. It's Tim here. I'm really interested in how you're going to set up down forward this year. You've got Shacky, Redpath, Boyd. Can you see those three big guys all playing together in the forward line somewhere?
It's going to be really interesting. We have got a lot of... I saw a stat the other week about how many tools we've got, especially down forward. So, look, if they don't all fit in the one forward line, at least it's going to create a lot of competition for spots there, and I suppose that'll drive that. But I'm not sure. It'll be interesting to see if they can all fit in the one forward line.
Who's in front at the moment?
Tommy Boyd looks really good. Jack Redpath suspended for round one from last year, so that makes things a little bit tough for him. So someone might get a little go at the start, but we'll have to wait and see.
What about Josh Shacky, mate? Sometimes you have preconceived ideas about fellas that you play against and you watch from afar and then you get to train with them and you see them up close firsthand. What's your impressions been?
Yeah, he actually is a lot different to what I thought. I think he lost about 4 kilos since he's up at Brisbane. And he almost isn't really playing as that tall go-to forward. He's kind of playing as a link-up player. And he's actually got really good kicking skills, which I wouldn't have known until he got to the club. But he's a beautiful kick of the ball. So he'll look to play in that kind of role.
So would he be a candidate to, I always use the name, Matty Richardson sort of stuff, to get up the ground a bit? I mean, is he capable of doing that?
Yeah, he has. Since he lost a few, he's actually got quite a good tank for a tall fella as well. So I suppose there's room up there on the wing if he wants to push up there. And Bevo does like to flick the side around a lot, so I'm sure you'll see him in different spots.
Now, there's been a lot of discussion about whether or not you blokes lost your hunger last year or whether you had a hangover or whatever it is. Can you notice anything different about the way the players, the team, the coaching staff have approached this pre-season as opposed to last year, Lockie?
You always look for little things with the players. I mean, it's kind of hard to tell in the moment. Even last year, it is very hard to tell as it's happening whether we had lost the hunger a bit, but definitely you can notice a spike in intensity at training and things got going a lot earlier, even just because we had probably 3 extra weeks of training this year because we didn't make the finals. Things ramped up a lot earlier, so you can definitely see a spike.
You changed the way the game was being played a couple of years ago under Bevo with the handball and the way that you guys used it and moved the ball. What's the concentration been on this preseason? Are you adding to that? Are you changing that? Or are you perfecting that?
We've had a massive spike in the amount of field kicking we do. We felt like, especially our inside 50 kicks last year, I think we were right up there for entries throughout the league, but we just didn't make the most of them. So there's been a big focus on kicking, especially that last kick going inside 50.
How's Libby going, mate?
He's going really well. He looks really fit. And even on match play on the weekend, we had a little scratch match, and he was really good in there again. So no doubt you'll see him this weekend, and hopefully he's back to his best.
If I had asked you this time last year, how's Libby going, mate? What would you have said?
I probably would have given you the same answer. I would have been thinking the exact same thing. So
the guts of it is we need to wait and see. I mean, I don't ever expect you to talk down a teammate, but I mean, I've heard it all as well, but I reckon this time last year, you boys were saying the same thing. We're hungry, we're this, we're that. There's no hangover, there's none of that, and the things turned out a bit different. So I think you're one of the biggest watchers of the competition.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, clearly you're never going to answer questions like that, but I think this Saturday you'll see for Liver and a lot of other people that things are back on track and going well.
You got a pretty tough start to the season too, Lockie. GWS, West Coast, in Melbourne, Essendon and Sydney. Have you cast your eye across that?
Not really, to be honest. A lot of it's been focused on the JLT and a little bit towards round one. I haven't actually looked too far ahead of the draw, but I mean, as most people will say now, that whereas in past years there was kind of a bottom 6 or 7 teams where you might have an easier week, there isn't a great deal of that anymore, and most rounds are pretty tough.
You feeling like Ballarat's home now or not?
We are. We actually go up there a fair bit, and you can notice there's definitely a spike in the schools of people who are going for dogs, and they make us feel welcome up there, so it is pretty good. As long as they got the cricket on the Foxtel tonight, I'll be happy with Ballarat.
Well, you can tune in on 11:16 SN as well, Lock. You realise that?
Yeah, I'd rather watch it as well.
Well, you might buy a bit of property up in Ballarat, maybe.
I don't think I'm there yet.
You could put a few horses on there.
I wouldn't be much good at training them. I'll just stick to watching them and backing them.
Have you got a winner for us today somewhere?
I don't. My horse ran the Launceston Cup yesterday and was no good. I've got a horse running in the Newmarket, Merchant Navy. That's one of its last runs for us before it gets shipped off, so I'll be cheering that one out.
Have you been able to get the boys involved in a horse?
I sent the message around to a few for Merchant Navy, but none of them were too keen on buying 1%. Tory Dixon was the only one who jumped in with me, and he's pretty happy about it now, so the rest of them are getting a bit jealous.
Who's the tightest that you'd have to try and extract a dollar from? Who would you have no chance of extracting, you know, a 1% out of?
There was a few that Daniel Giancarcisa came very close and then said no. Luke Dalhouse pretty much laughed at the fact of 1%, so he was probably the worst.
All right, mate. Hey, we enjoyed talking to you. Good luck on Saturday. We watch with great interest the Hawks and the Bulldogs JLT1 down in Ballarat.
Thanks, boys.
Lockie Hunter, nice young lad.